We continue 18 lines down from the top on Nun Aleph Amud Beis, or 3 lines down from where the lines get wide. We're at the Mishnah. We quoted this Mishnah in the previous Gemara, but now we're going to see it inside Matzah and analyze it. Matzah Barosha Maos Ksuso Kalim Hareelu Mutarim Parchili Anavim Va'ataros Shel Shibolim V'yenus Shmanim Musaltos V'chol Davar Shachiyotzi Bo Krav Alagabim HaMizbeach Aser. Says the Mishnah, if you find on top of the Markulis money, or clothing, or a vessel, or vessels, they're mutter. They're not aser behana. However, if you find vines, or grains, stalks of grain, or wine, oil, and flour, or anything else which is generally offered on the mizbeach, so it's like ke'en pnim, aser, then those things would be aser behana. So now the Gemara is going to analyze why that is. What's the difference? Why is one Asr Bihana and one is Mutr Bihana? Why is one considered Kain Pnim and the other one is not considered Kain Pnim? So the Gemara asks as follows, Minaha Nimili, from where do we know this? What's the source for all of these, for these rules to distinguish between the Maos Ksuso Kalim, potentially, versus the others? Amar Chiya Bar Yosef, Amar Rav Oshia, Kasuv Echad Omer. We have 2 psukim which need to be reconciled. One pasuk says, "Vatiru Eshikutzehem Ve'Eis Gilulehem Eitz Ve'Even Kesev Izahav Asher Imahem." It mentions you see their shikutzim, their abominations and their idols, stones, eitz, wood and stones, silver and gold, Asher Imahem, that are with them. So focus on the word imahem for a moment. Because of Echad Omer, and then another pasuk says, Lo sachmod kesef v'zahav aleihem. Then it says, don't covet the silver and gold that are on them. So one pasuk says imahem, and one says aleihem, and the one that says aleihem only says kesef v'zahav. It doesn't mention eitz v'even. So the Gemara needs to reconcile, what is the purpose of these 2 psukim? Haketzad, how do we deal with this? How do we reconcile it? Imahem dumya de'aleihem. So the first suggestion is that we say imahem, the first pasuk that we quoted, has to be dumya de'aleihem. It has to be similar to aleihem. With them has to be similar to what's on top of them. What do you mean? Ma aleihem davar shalnoi aser she'eino shalnoi mutter af imahem davar shalnoi aser v'she'eino shalnoi mutter. Says the Gemara, just like something which is aleihem, something which is on the Avodah Zarah, in order to be considered a tikroves Avodah Zarah, it has to be dever shonoi, something which is chashiv, something which beautifies it. If it doesn't beautify it, it doesn't adorn it, then it's not shonoi, and then it's going to be mutter to get benefit from. So just like when you put something on top of the Avodah Zarah, it has to be appealing and adorning, that makes it usher, so too, imahem, with it, or let's call it next to it, in order to be usher, it has to be something which is a davar shel noi. And we'll have to assume that the parchile anavim, atros shel shibolim, v'yeno shman musaltos, all those would be considered a davar shel noi. But money, clothing, and vessels are not considered a davar shel noi. And we'll get back to that in a moment. But the Gemara first, before asking that question, the Gemara asks a different question. Why are we assuming it's imahem dumya da'alehem? Why don't we say the opposite? Ve'ema alehem dumya di'imahem. That on top of them has to be similar to with the Avodah Zarah. What does that mean? Ma imahem kol ma she'imahem. Just like when it's with, you could darshan it differently. Just like imahem means you have stones and wood and everything with it, meaning just like anything with it becomes automatically asur bihana, af aleihem, so too anything on top of it, kol she'aleihem, anything on top of it would be asur, which potentially would include anything, and which would then be a problem for our Mishnah, because it says if you find berosho, mos, ksus, and kalim, it's mutter. Well, what do you mean? It's if it's ima aleihem, dumya di imahem, then anything that's next to the Avodah Zarah should be usher. But the Gemara rejects that. Why? Because as imkain, if that's the case, that if it's aleihem dumya di imahem, lo yomar aleihem, the pasuk wouldn't have needed to say lo sachmot kesef izahav aleihem. It's not necessary. In fact, Rashi says the whole pasuk wouldn't be necessary. Why? Because Rashi says the hashda masha imahem de eno alav mamish ashmin an krad de shikutim ninu. Because once the Pasuk already tells us that whatever is with the Avodah Zarah, which doesn't have to be necessarily on top of it, it just has to be with it, it's already considered abominable. So then, what's the point of saying on top of it? If it's with it, obviously then on top of it is going to be a problem. On top of it is even more pronounced. So it wouldn't be necessary. Therefore, it has to be imahem dumya da aleihem. It all follows by the aleihem. So if it's an davar shel noy, if it's adorning, then it is usur. If it's not, then it's mutter. But now we bring it back to our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says that if you find money, clothing, or vessels on top of the Avodah Zarah, they're mutter behana. But says the Gemara, Mal's davar shel noyu. Isn't money considered an adorning item? So how can our Mishnah say it's mutter? Bahana, Amri dvei Rav Yanai, bekis kasher v'toli lo b'tzavaro. We're talking about a case where the money is invisible. The money is in a purse, and the purse is hanging on the neck of the Avodah Zarah. Therefore, it's clear that it's not a davar shel noy. It's not there to adorn the idol. Rather, it's there perhaps to hold the item. Maybe the person needed to take a break and go somewhere, and they had to put down their purse for a moment, and they happened to place it on this idol. The Gemara then asks further, "Ksus davar shel noy hu?" But clothing is also davar shel noy. Why does it say that in our Mishnah that it's mutra behana? Amri dvei Rav Yanai b'ksus mikupelas umenachas la'arosho. Similar answer. The clothing is folded nicely and is placed on top of the head of the idol. So clearly, that's not to adorn it. That's just for storage. Kli davar shel noy hu. But what about a vessel? A vessel is also davar shel noy. Amar Rav Papa deschifa le mashkilta areshe. We're talking about here where the person flipped a bucket, as Rashi says, a bucket which was used to hold water, flipped it and put it on the idol's head. Clearly, not something to adorn the idol, but maybe to make a mockery of the idol. So yes, it's true that money, garments, and vessels would be asur bihana if it's a davar shel noy. But in our case, it's not a davar shel noy, and therefore it's mutar bihana. Okay, now the Gemara continues and makes a related statement. Amar Rav Asi Bar Chiya, kol shu lifnim mina kilkalin afilu mayim umelach aser, chutz le kilkalin devar shel noy aser she'enel shel noy mutter. So we already established this idea that if it's a devar shel noy, it's going to be aser all the time, behana. If it's not, it's mutter behana. Says Rav Asi, he makes the following distinction. He says, there are certain idols which are lifnim mina kilkalin, which are hidden behind curtains. Rashi says kilkalin is an expression or a kinui for the word kalayim, for curtains. So anything which is with inside of the curtains, then there's already a different status. If it's hidden behind the curtains to honor it, let's say, then anything inside the curtain, it's automatically going to be usur, no matter what. It doesn't matter what it is. Whether it's noy or not noy, whether it beautifies it or not, it's usur. But if it's outside the curtains, that's when we make the distinction of davar shel noy versus davar Eino Shonoi. And now, Amar Rav Yossi Bar Chanina, Rav Yossi Bar Chanina comes on and adds on to this and says, Naktinan, Ein Kilkalin Lola Peor of Lola Markulis. However, says Rav Yossi, when it comes to Baal Peor and Evan Markulis, this whole halacha of curtains doesn't apply. So the question is, it doesn't apply in which way? Lekula or Lechumra? So Lamai, Gemara asks, Ilema Dafilu Pnim Kechutzdami Vishari. If you're telling me that means that inside of the curtain is viewed as outside of the curtain, and only a davar shel noy is mutter even inside the curtain, and if it's not a davar shel noy, it's permissible even inside the curtain. Well then, hashta peuri mifarin kamei mayim melech lo makrid even lay. Says, hold on a second. The whole point of a peor is to defecate in front of it. So you're going to tell me only defecating in front of it is going to be a problem, but putting mayim, water, and salt in front of it is not going to be something that you offer? If you defecate in front of it as an offering, certainly it's reasonable to say that you would be allowed to offer water and salt in front of it. And that should also be usur bihana, even inside. So how could this be? So the Gemara answers, Ela filu chutz kifnim dami vaser. Rather, what Rabbi Yossi meant with regards to Baal Peor and Markulis is that the halachas are different in that even outside of the curtains are considered inside of the curtains. Anything done to Markulis inside the curtain or outside the curtain is always going to be usur bihana.